Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Sunday, May 26th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. Our beautiful Memorial Day weekend weather means more people on the move. NYC Ferry having trouble keeping up with demand today, as some beachgoers waited in line for over an hour before being able to board at docks in Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Long Island Railroad, meanwhile, hoping to get full weekend service back on track on its Montauk branch sometime tomorrow after Friday's derailment. Nassau County's police union is calling for more resources to combat MS-13. Police Benevolent Association President James McDermott says the gang unit is undermanned by some 60 detectives. The body of a suspected gang victim was unearthed Friday at the Massapequa Preserve. A brewing controversy over the mandatory anti-bias training being given to the city's public school teachers. Sources tell the New York Post that they were told at a workshop that racial equity means favoring African-American youngsters regardless of their socioeconomic status, because black children will face less access and opportunity over their lifetimes. A DOE spokesman says that taking quotes out of context is a distraction. European elections wrapping up, and according to exit polls, the most gains have been made by anti-immigrant far-right parties and left-leaning pro-environment parties. Among those elected to the European Parliament are a jailed Catalanian separatist, while Cyprus elected its first minority Turkish Cypriot ever. Despite having the lowest favorability ratings among Democratic presidential contenders, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio continues to tout why he would be the best candidate to take on President Trump. Because he's been watching him for years, he says. The mayor tells CNN's State of the Union that he expects people to like him more as they get to know him. And a bill under consideration in Albany would let honorably discharged New York City veterans ride public transit at a discount. Bronx Assemblyman Jeff Dinowitz introduced the legislation and tells 1010 Wins it is a very small price to pay to thank them for their service. 1010 Wins AccuWeather says pop-up showers and thunderstorms in the area tonight, then partly cloudy and still warm, low 66. Sunshine for Memorial Day tomorrow and not as muggy, high 79. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.